Chuck Schumer, Trump is encouraging anti-Semites throughout the country and world. By Hannah Blow on August 21, 2019. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, claimed Wednesday that President Trump is encouraging, wittingly or unwittingly, anti-Semites throughout the country and world. His assessment follows a remark Trump made Tuesday, questioning how Jews can support a party that openly embraces anti-Semitism. Critics questioned Trump following his remarks on Jewish support for Democrats. "I think any Jewish people that vote for a Democrat, I think it shows either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty," Trump said, referring to an exhaustive list of anti-Semitic remarks made by prominent members of the squad. "To my fellow American Jews, particularly those who support the real Donald Trump," Schumer began. When he uses a trope that's been used against the Jewish people for centuries with dire consequences, he is encouraging, wittingly or unwittingly, anti-Semites throughout the country and world. Enough. However, as Breitbart News's senior editor-at-large Joel Polak pointed out, most Jewish conservatives knew exactly where he was coming from, even if we may not have chosen those words. He continued. "Trump meant disloyalty to the Jewish people, not to America. Leftists and mainstream media pundits, but I repeat myself, are trying to twist his words, saying that he was questioning Jews' loyalty to the United States. No, that's what Omar and Tlaib do, that's what Representative Ted Lieu, DCA, did earlier this month. Trump was questioning their loyalty to the Jewish people. I would not have used loyalty, because it is vulnerable to being twisted, see above. Nor would I have demanded that all Jews vote Republican. But we conservative Jews have been told for years by left-wing Jews, some of whom only embrace their Jewish identity to trash Israel, that Jewish values require voting Democrat. Trump has more Jewish grandchildren than many of the Jewish liberals criticizing him today. Contrary to what some critics have suggested, he does not, as a Gentile, have to butt out. He gets a say in this, too." It is worth noting that Schumer has failed to forcefully condemn the anti-Semitic remarks often made by far-left squad members reps Rashida Tlaib, DME, and Ilhan Omar, DMN. Earlier this year, Omar explicitly questioned pro-Israel Americans, writing, "It's all about the Benjamins, baby." In response to news about the pro-Israel group American Israel Public Affairs Committee, IPAC, she doubled down following criticism from both sides and essentially accused pro-Israel Americans of holding allegiance to a foreign country. "They forgot what country they represent. This is the U.S. where boycotting is a right and part of our historical fight for freedom and equality," she wrote in January. "Maybe a refresher on our U.S. Constitution is in order. Then get back to opening up our government instead of taking our rights away," she added. Democrats as a whole took a soft approach to the squad's problematic remarks, passing a resolution intended to condemn anti-Semitism but watered down by broadening it to a rebuke of various forms of hate and failing to condemn Omar by name. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, also condemned Trump's remark, telling a crowd in Iowa Tuesday, "I am a proud Jewish person, and I have no concerns about voting Democratic. And in fact, I intend to vote for a Jewish man to become the next president of the United States."